This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Are we doing a top five today?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right, here we go.
We didn't know.
All right, let's get to it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Because the one thing we never half-ass is the top five.
Oh,
five.
Yeah, you never do that.
No.
My favorite thing about the top five is like, I hear one, and I'm like, I just needed to fill out the list. Like, sometimes there's one on there with a, like, I can tell. It doesn't, you had four good ones, and there's one you just got to fill out.
Listen, doing lists every day.
Yep, I know.
Not that easy.
No,
sometimes you
got
to throw one in there for a little laugh, a little chuckle.
A little chuckle.
All right, so what happens is the five funniest things that happened today.
Okay, that's fine. That deserves that.
Yeah, thank you. Starting at number five, and this has been discussed a lot, the arrival was funny. My arrival. I mean, Looking back, I wish that I got there earlier.
Yep.
Had some things to do this morning.
Yep.
You know, it's a hectic time in my household. And totally on me, not making excuses about traffic or anything else.
Yep.
But, you know, walking in, I had my three water bottles. I thought I was going to drop the tennis racket. I felt like I looked like a schlub.
You both look like schlubs, actually. Two tennis players, not one guy was wearing anything white.
He was wearing like a golf shirt.
And the camera's wearing a golf outfit.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. And I was told that when somebody asked you if you needed to know exactly where the tennis courts were, you said, "I am Philadelphia." Are you kidding me?
I did. That was a good line. I like that. Now the whole not for air thing's being brought back around me.
Yeah.
That was just funny. She's like, "Hey, this is Ava." So she calls me. She's like, "Hey, you know, we're in the tennis courts right inside the yellow gates." And I was like, "Ava, I've been FDR Park a million times. I am Philadelphia." You should just rename FDR, which is obviously funny because I'm from Westchester.
Yes.
Right.
Just a joke. I respect all my coworkers. Number four.
Even the Jersey ones?
Yeah, even the Jersey ones. The fourth funniest thing that happened today was we had MC Morgani, who all of a sudden has turned into a roast fest.
Yes.
Like, he thought he was doing stand-up comedy.
He was over there.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did a great job.
Yep.
But, you know, he's like, these guys look like idiots out here.
Yeah.
I'm a great tennis player. These guys have no idea what they're doing.
Yep.
It was great.
Yep.
Al was on fire today.
Yeah. He was back in his old element.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al's cooking. Al's still cooking.
He is.
It's good. So third actually did not happen at tennis. Third happened here at the studio. And I do want to give a special thanks to Liberty Union for their partnership with High Hopes.
Brought the food.
Yep.
And Miller Lite for all the great food they brought us today. They dropped off, I got a roasted beet salad, some chicken, of course.
Yeah.
New Orleans pasta, poke bowl with tuna, and their short ribs with collard greens and grits, baby.
Yep.
And it
don't forget the pretzel sticks.
We'll not forget. Before we get to the joke here, head on out to Liberty Union in Kimberton or Chester Springs for Phillies games and enjoy $3.50 Miller Lite drafts. Miller Lite's for Phil's wins.
What happened that was funny?
Well, I was handed the grits and collard greens.
Oh, yeah.
And Ike's like, you have no idea what those are.
I was you,
like,
you did not.
No. It quickly turned into an Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
That was an Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about moment right there. Yes. I'm like I'm the only person in here that's had grits and collard greens in here.
I have had collard greens.
Okay, there you go.
I have had grits. I think grits are unimpressive, but collard greens were good.
And Ava says she had grits before, so yeah.
The problem with I could eat collard greens now, but they're not good if you don't put like pork in them and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or now you can do it with turkey.
Well, yeah, but I can't eat that either.
Oh, that's true, yes.
But like otherwise they're bitter.
They need a seasoning in there to help season them, yes.
And by the way, before you get to the next funniest thing, one funny thing that is not on your list is Ruben Amaro comes up to me. Ruben came out. By the way, Ruben came out. Yep. Jody Mack came out.
At Rio. Matt Band's all in on this thing.
Rio was out there.
No Richie.
He may have been the only one. This is really...
So Ruben comes up to me after seeing you warm up, and he goes, I think Jack has really got something going there. And I'm like, he is going to lose. And Ruben goes, I think it's like 6'4". And I go, there is no way it's going to be 6'4". It's going to be 6'2". That's what I told him.
We were close to 6'4".
Yeah, real close to 6'4".
Yeah, to squint.
Yeah, you did have to squint.
Rube was a believer. And I actually, kind of had some... I felt good when Rube said that.
Yeah, well, Rube is positive the majority of the time.
Yeah,
he tries to encourage.
Yep.
It didn't work.
No.
I tell you what, though. There was a couple times, both of you, the shirt came up.
On those guys?
Yes, on those guys.
And were you impressed?
Not a pretty sight.
Nah.
Not a pretty sight. As a matter of fact, Joe even decided to wipe his face with his shirt one time. And I'm like, dude... Don't do that again.
By the way, he did that in baseball, too.
I'm like, dude, don't do that again. You scare everybody out here.
It looks like he's with child.
I lost to that today.
Yes, you did. You got destroyed by that. 6-1.
Yeah. It was closer than 6-1.
No, it wasn't.
I must admit, you didn't look as bad as Joe, so that's for certain, yes.
It's all right. The second funniest thing that happened today, we have mentioned a couple times that the camera cursed out
the line judge.
The line judge. Well, we do have... the audio.
Oh, yes! I thought the audio wasn't there. Where'd the audio come from?
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Grandpa was out. Guys, I love you because I want to be on your side. I'm begging the people that are calling the things to scream out if it's out. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Grandpa was out. Guys, I love you because I want to be on your side. I'm begging the people that are calling the things to scream out if it's out. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
By the way, they did not respond by screaming out, by the way. That is Joe mid-game taking the microphone from Morgani and berating the line judges. John McEnroe threw so many tantrums on the court, I never saw anything like that.
No.
Nothing like that.
Well, you actually thought that was part of his... It happened every time he played, John McEnroe.
Yes.
He was mad every time he played.
By the way, that is the humble, classy sportsman right there, berating the volunteer line judges.
He did apologize to the children after.
He did.
He said apologize to the children for the F-bombs.
I didn't see any kids.
Yeah, I didn't see any kids. We keep saying that all these kids were...
kids. I'm like, I didn't see any kids.
Andy Boyle brought his son.
I remember that.
He was a little kid.
I didn't get to meet Andy.
Oh, yeah. Andy was... Well, you've met Andy before.
We have?
Yes.
Yeah, he was at McGurk's.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also at Chickie's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
At Chickie's, I do remember.
Remember
we
that?
We took the picture with him.
Yes,
I do
there
remember.
You go. Yep.
But obviously, the funniest thing that happened today was Bam and Upper Darby.
Oh, not even close.
We weren't sure. We weren't sure if he was there.
Yeah.
And then, like a good sideline reporter would, congrats to DK.
Scoops!
The official sideline reporter for the Eagles.
Congratulations. For the Eagles, yes.
Devin.
She pointed him out. It's like she was on Bam watch. She wanted to make sure that...
Well, everybody should have been on Bam watch.
I agree. And she's like, there he is. There he is. And sure enough... He was wearing a cheerleader outfit.
A woman's cheerleader.
A woman's cheerleader outfit.
It had a skirt. He was wearing pants under it or something.
We had a little problem with trying to take a selfie, to take a photo. That took at least 5 minutes.
Yes. Well.
He got in the Uber. That was,
And I know his code to open his phone.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems like you guys got close.
Well, I had to open it to take the picture.
So of all the memorable things today, I think that Bam and Upper Darby is number one.
And if you'd like to see Bam in the cheerleader outfit, there is a photo on the Afternoon Show Twitter account. Afternoons WIP if you'd like to see Bam. All right.
Well, Bam's Uber driver was nice.
Yeah.
She seemed like a very nice lady. Yeah, it was not.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
but it wasn't, but by the way, it wasn't a black Audi either. It was a silver Audi.
It was a silver Audi.
Yeah.
Well, Howard Bam, though.
That's, well.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I didn't even know what color you had on.
No, I had no idea. There is, yeah, I will confirm there's not a Stevie Wonder situation going on right there.
No, it's real.
Yeah, because he was going to leave, and he started walking the other way, like into the field. The car was by the road.
Why am I laughing?
It's funny.
He started walking the other way.
Yeah, it was the funny thing that happened. You know, all right.
Cars that way, Bam.
Yep. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call.
But welcome to the Fantasy League.
Yes, welcome to the Fantasy League, Bam. Lady T, I guess, is going to draft for him. So we have to make sure Bam can actually, and talent, he does not have to wear the cheerleader outfit to the draft or ever again.
It'd be a good bet.
If he wants to
turn down good bets.
Yeah, I'm not judging. If he wants to wear it, he can wear it, but he doesn't to. I don't want that on my conscience.
It did make the loss tough for her. You know, he came over in a nice Team Fritz thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Clearly excited.
Definitely let him down.
Yeah.
Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, do you have the Jerry Jones audio in there? So the Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons thing just keeps going and going and going. Micah Parsons has requested a trade. There's been some back and forth between Jay-Z and Jerry Jones about whether the
Jay-Z.
Well, like, because he's represented Rock Nation, or was.
He was.
Was represented by Rock Nation, or Des Bryant was, or something like that. Something about Jerry Jones not getting a call back from the agent, or something like that.
Yep.
So it's been pretty ugly. And Jerry Jones, to quiet everything down, here's what he had to say.
Again, your definition of urgent is not necessarily, I don't give, but you gave a definition.
I did. Okay. I'm just asking when does it get urgent.
So I stay urgent.
Okay. Okay, any confidence that he will be on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, no. Absolutely not.
What?
A big part of that is his decision.
Right. Oof.
How would I know that? I'm just saying. No, but I'm urgent.
He's urgent. He's just going to end up paying him more than they pay T.J. Watt.
What is he doing?
I have no idea. He's just having fun. That's why I sort of like Jerry Jones now. He's just entertaining himself.
Yeah, he really is.
He's like, oh, it's going to cost me $10 more million. I don't care.
I'm worth $10 billion.
Yeah, I already won Super Bowls. Yeah. I have more money than I could ever spend.
Yeah,
I am going to call him Michael Parsons.
Yes,
all I want. I'm going to meet with the guy in my office without his agent.
I'm not
going
to talk to his agent.
No,
he said, my definition of urgency is just like yours.
Yeah,
he said. Well, hold on, you didn't give a definition for urgent. He caught himself in the second sentence, like, oh, you didn't give a definition for urgency.
Oh, so
good. Oh, Jerry Jones.
He's the best.
He wants this thing to go all the way up to Thursday night of the game.
And he wants to announce the Michael Parsons.
Right before.
Now I'm calling him Michael Parsons. The Michael Parsons contract right before the game.
He's going to upstage the banner.
What if he walks out with the check while the banner is being unveiled? He walks out with a $200 million check for Michael Parsons. Oh, that would be amazing.
Did you see that, though?
Yes.
Is that he wants to upstage the banner night with the signing of Michael Parsons.
The biggest contract ever.
Yeah, first game of the season.
Most guaranteed money. Quarterback money. Blah, 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 blah.
Or that morning, did Micah travel with the team?
Yeah.
Is he here? Is he going to be in uniform tonight?
Maybe he'll parachute into the game.
Right? Because then Dak signed on game day.
Yes.
Like the morning of game opening day. against Cleveland, I think it was.
Something else, man. That guy's something
Jerry.
Else. 215-592-9494. Kenny from the Dirty 30. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I just got back from almost a month in Hawaii. I'm nice and relaxed, and the first bit of news I got was Jack. And the only thing I can say to Jack is, dude. That's it. Dude.
He was good at tennis.
Yes. Now, Jack, tell me if I'm wrong. Isn't like every August Wheeler's shoulder gets tired? It seems like this is not the first time this has happened. Why don't the Phillies just give him 2 weeks off, like right in the middle of August, and then we have him for the run?
Well, they did that in 22. Like, no. In 22, they did something like that. So, maybe that's
wasn't
coming.
Like last year and the year before, like they didn't give him a rest, so to speak. But I know, like, I remember like the Yankees game last year. He gave it like five home runs. He just seems like. He gets to August, and he needs to take a deep breath, and then, I don't know.
Yeah, because I think it was the Yankees start straight into the Orioles start, where he allowed three home runs. So, yeah, I mean, he goes through these stretches. I guess I am more trusting of Zach Wheeler, and I think he's going to be all right. But I certainly don't love the idea of shoulder soreness.
Well, let's just send him to Hawaii for 3 weeks, because it did wonders for me.
I know. Yeah. Very relaxed. Yeah.
And Ike, man, yes. Listen, I need to get back to Jack with this. Ike, I'm kind of blaming you for this, bud.
Hold on.
Anybody that could fire somebody up is a captain of special teams. Why don't you take Jack into a room somewhere in there and beat the crap out of him and explain to him about what he's doing to him?
Well, first of all, he does not respond to that stuff.
No.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, it gets worse.
He tries. Yeah, he tries. Yes.
I try to motivate, and I give him credit. He's listening to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing with him today was the return volleys. Like, they went long. A lot of them went long. And if they had just stayed in, maybe he's in a volley and he finally gets a point there.
Well, I think maybe he needs a couple days of the Oklahoma drill to toughen him up.
I think, Kenny, at this point, Jack is Jack, the toughen up Jack thing. I'll say this. It's speaking of Jack being tougher, Jack responding to this loss, he has been a lot tougher responding to this loss than he was the golf loss.
What do you mean?
Meaning
you've handled this better than you did
the golf
loss.
Well, because I thought golf was embarrassing, and I was like embarrassed for myself. That was a total meltdown. Like, I wasn't happy with it.
Yeah.
Today, I just think I got beat by a better guy. I should have played better. I wish I played better. I wish I practiced more. I wish I got there on time.
There you go. Okay.
That's all out there. I should not have lost golf. And golf was embarrassing.
Okay. All right, Kenny.
Here's the last thing I'm going to do for you, Jack. Before the next competition, I'm going to make you some of my Italian food that'll put some pep in your zip, if you know what I mean. So you got a care package coming, because there's nothing like a... one of my secret sacred recipes.
What are you, like his grandma or something? You're going to feed him to make him better at tennis? What are we doing here?
Hey, I'm Italian. That's how we work, man.
Yeah. Give him food, yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Send him some cannolis or something. What are we doing here? All right, Kenny. Thank you, brother. Right. I'm looking at most pitches thrown, by the way, on Zach. Zach Wheeler is eighth in Major League Baseball in pitches thrown. He's about 100 pitches behind number one. Number one is Logan Webb, then Severino, then Kikuchi, then Peralta. Anyway, so he's right up there.
What do you guys think about Topper throwing out there the complete game didn't help?
Well, you said that was the reason.
Yeah, what is that
a message to Wheeler?
Right. Yeah. That when I want to pull you out in the eighth.
Yeah, I mean, and because with Sanchez, he pulled him.
He did him. But remember, the one start before, he let Sanchez go back out there.
Yeah, now there's a big...
Two starts before.
Or two starts before, yeah.
Now, Sanchez compared to Wheeler, I think Sanchez Wheeler feels like he works harder. He throws more pitches.
Yeah.
He, you know, when Topper pulled Sanchez the other day, I think Sanchez
like 80
was
pitches.
82 pitches
yeah.
or something.
Yep.
And I think his complete game, he barely got to 100. Maybe he got to 100.
You're right.
So Wheeler just feels like he reminds me of Roy Halladay a lot as a pitcher in terms of like when you watched Halladay, he just looked like he was grinding physically the entire time. And Wheeler's like that too. Like he just looks like he grinds physically.
And he does go through these periods. And the overall Wheeler resume is very good. But there's pockets in the season where there's like four straight starts where it's not how it usually is. And then he does generally correct himself.
Now, and it's a lot of home runs, by the way.
Been a lot of home runs recently, which again, he went through last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Yankees hit him and the Orioles, I think they hit three or four off him, which is the most he's allowed in the Phillies uniform. What I also found interesting is, you know, He's been living at 98 more this year, than in years past. I think the last couple years he'd be more slow it down in the regular season, 95, and then when the postseason got here, he'd back up to 98. We'd be talking about Wheeler's velocity. He's been pitching more at 98 this year, and I wonder if that could be starting to catch up to him.
Do you think he's trying to win the Cy Young? That's why he's pitching.
I definitely think he was.
Yeah.
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 Because you get as close as he's gotten the last two or three years.
He smelled it this year, I think. He smelled it a little bit this year.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the complete game happened.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Yep. Maybe it is. I think the combination of him pulling Sanchez for Duran. And then this quote that was not a my bad.
Yes. That's what I got from it. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I got from it. This is more or less like, no, this is maybe this because he wanted to do the complete game. This is where we are right now.
215-592-9494. Mike and Langhorne. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? First, I love the show. I've listened to you guys forever. I love that you took your vacations together so that you guys weren't just two or one of you at certain points. That was a smart move.
Oh,
I was at the game. I was at the tennis match today.
Okay.
With Jack. And so with my two sons, 14 and 12. So I think Joe kind of, when he apologized, kind of was looking towards my side of the court. But my kids have heard stuff like that. It happens. Yeah. It happens, right? I was also the one that was telling Jack from about game one to go to the net.
But I didn't know what that meant. I don't know what what is that?
It means not don't sit at the baseline and volley back. Go to the net and try to end it.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if that would have worked for me.
Once you return it, you're taller and athletic. So if you get up near the net, you can react to the ball coming. Also, Joe could spaz out and hit it a little too hard, and over the top you can hit it out.
Yeah.
But what you were doing at points, you were coming forward, making a shot, and then running backwards to like get back to the baseline where you should have stayed up and gotten center of the court and made him have to hit it by you or over you. And especially once you went down, it's like, you know, at least make a move. Like, you weren't going to win it standing in the back. And that's what I kept trying to tell you. I didn't realize that you didn't know what going to the net meant.
Well, because I was always taught, get back to the center of the court.
Yes, but that doesn't mean the baseline.
Backwards.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I think the line judges, you shouldn't have had the umpires from this Orioles-Phillies series as your line judges.
Oh, that is being
part of the problem. Because, I mean, there was one guy from across that called one out, which was ridiculous. He had no idea.
Oh, he had no angle on that shot. He had no angle.
Yeah. And by the way, that wasn't even like they're doing their best. They're like, you know, most times the center guy or whatever sitting up on a big chair,
because he's on a higher chair.
And then the other guys, there's six of them, not two. There's five of those guys or something, not two of them, and they're right at each line, and they're just watching one line instead of trying to watch all the lines.
And in the real matches, they got the computer generated things.
Well,
where
yes.
Corrects the call.
Well, yeah, but they're not seeing that. But yes,
no, I agree. I'm with you. Yeah.
Yep. And you, I will say, you seemed more bothered by the fans that actually saw it. That were like, that's out or in. Like you were like mad at us early on when we were trying to say what was right.
Well, but the problem,
he wouldn't do it.
But the problem was is that when we're asking everybody to stop yelling, it is so we don't confuse the players on the court.
Right.
So I understood the frustration. We were frustrated in the same way. But you guys yelling out only confused, like that's why DeCamera was getting confused. That's why Jack was getting confused. So like I understood why you were frustrated with it. But guys outside the fence yelling out is tough. You know, I understand where you were coming from, but it was just making it harder for us to get control of the match. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got that. And Cowboy Jim, come play some pickleball or tennis anytime. I'll take you to school. and he wanted to talk bad on the pickleball side. Both my 12-year-old and 14-year-old would take him out, that or in tennis. I was actually disappointed. My one kid asked me, is Cowboy Jim going to be there at the...
Yeah, he was.
I don't know. And I didn't see him with his shirt, so I would have gone up and maybe said hello. We ended up leaving after and going to Xfinity Live to watch a little of the Phillies game instead of going to the Phillies game since, you know, not spending $500 to watch us lose 5-1.
Well, that ended up being a good decision. All right,
yeah,
Mike.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, brother.
Guys.
All right, brother.
And plus, Duran's intro, if they were in whatever, if they were in a safe situation,
yeah.
I don't think would have hit the same in the daytime.
No.
We're gonna have to find. Well, yeah. It definitely won't hit the same.
No.
Yeah, you need that red at night.
Yeah, come on. Man.
Speaking of people that came out today, there was a guy came out. He said, "Listens, he's an Uber driver. He starts every day at 2 o'clock. He listens to the whole
Uber
show."
Driver?
No, his name was. I want to get his name right. He spelled it for me. Jalah Kane. He said. And he was saying it fast because he obviously had an accent. He's just Jalakine. So okay. He said he listens to every single show. He was so excited to be there. And he was so disappointed in you, Jack.
I'm glad you read that on the air. That's great. Yes.
What?
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up. You didn't have to bring that up.
That he was disappointed in
you?
He actually didn't even say that. That was me talking through him. Coming up next, first of all, 215-592-9494. We will continue to talk about tennis, of course. It is Mount Rushmore week, 30 past every hour. So coming up next, the Mount Rushmore of pre-Attitude Era wrestlers. The Attitude Era, Jack, just in case you don't know, is the Stone Cold Rock era, D-Generation X or whatever. So the pre-Attitude Era Mount Rushmore. And... a weird thing happened with the NFL and ESPN, and we will talk about that as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fred.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.